Thank you for calling customer service. This is Janelle. How can I help you?
Yes. This is Stephen Freshour, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Freshour, F-R-E-S-H-O-U-R. You guys charged some stuff to my credit card again this month that I did not order and do not want, whatever it is. I have no clue.
All right, sir, we are. Go ahead, sir.
My credit card company had froze my account, so I couldn't use the card because they thought it was a fraud, whatever you guys are doing. And it really is. So they asked me if I could call you and tell you to stop using my card and delete my card information. I won't be ordering anything.
All right. So did you file a dispute with your bank?
It's not a bank card. It is a credit card.
Oh, okay.
And I did, yes. And I told the credit card to do not pay it because I did not order it, and I do not want it. It was $60-some dollars worth of stuff this month, and what it is, I have no clue.
Right. Okay, so we are a third-party call center, and we do service more than 300 products. Do you mind giving me a zip code so I can try to pull up an account for you?
26101.
Thank you for that. And can I get your first and last name again, please?
Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Freshour, F-R-E-S-H-O-U-R.
All right, thank you for that. And for security purposes, can you please verify your shipping address for me?
2306 Division Street Extension, Parkersburg, West Virginia, 26101.
All right, I do thank you for that. I do see on January 31st, you ordered our Vibe Watch for $5.97 for the shipping and handling. You recall doing that?
I did do that, yes, but I did not do it to you. I did it for Kohl's.
I went to Kohl's,
and I talked to Kohl's, and they said, no, that's not us. Someone's scamming you.
Well, it's not a scam, sir, because it looks like you received the product on the 4th of February. Now, how it goes, it's a 14-day trial with the product, and if you don't give us a call back to cancel, then you are billed the full amount for that product. Now, it looks like your bank did decline it, but that's where that charge is coming from, and it is just a one-time charge.
And I'm not going to pay it. It was junk. I already threw it away.
Okay, well, unfortunately, you would have to actually send that back to us.
I'm not going to. I didn't order that through you. I ordered that. I thought you were Kohl's. You put that online as a Kohl's promotional thing. So I got on there and did it. So I went to Kohl's and talked to Kohl's, and a manager of Kohl's said, no, that is not us. Someone is scamming you. I am not going to pay it. And my credit card company is not going to pay it either because I've already told them you guys are scamming me.
Okay, so you already threw the product away because, unfortunately, you would need to send that back to us.
I'm not going to. It's trash and it's gone.
Okay, do you mind holding 1 second for me?
Yes.
I'm still here with you. I'm just trying to discuss this with my supervisor to see how we can handle this, okay?
All right. right.
And did you dispute the charges already?
I did. And I
okay.
told the card company, do not pay it.
Okay, one second.
They're freezing my card because of fraud by you guys.
Okay, sir, give me one second. I'm still here with you. I'm just discussing this with my supervisor, okay?
Could I tell you something else? What really went down with that? That was a
mm-hmm.
Kohl's promotion because of everything I bought from Christmas from
mm-hmm.
Kohl's. And then I got this message from what appeared to be Kohl's because it said Kohl's right on the top of it. And I took it to Kohl's and showed it to them. And they said, no, that is not us. That's a scam. So I had already received... What aggravated me was it was only for that toy watch. And I was okay. I'll go ahead and pay the handling shipping because what it said on there was the watch is free, you just pay for handling and shipping, which was $5.97. So I allowed that to go through my credit card. Everything else on that I never received. And it was something I did not order. So then when I went to Kohl's, they said, do not pay it. It is not us. We are not doing that. We will not do that to you. And then I get charged again something else even more this month. I tried to use the card, and it's locked up.
All right, I definitely understand. Give me one second, okay, sir?
All right, Josh. Come on.
I'm still here with you, okay? All right, sir. So since you're stating you already had threw the product away and then the charges were declined, so you weren't even charged for anything, what I'm going to go ahead and do is just get you canceled out and provide you with a cancellation number, okay?
All right.
All right, give me 1 second. All right, so I do have you canceled out as well as notated. Whenever you're ready, I can go ahead and provide you with the cancellation number.
All right.
C as in Charlie, 5-3, E as in Edward, B as in boy, B as in boy, B as in boy, B as in boy, F as in Frank, 1-4.
All right.
All right, and I do thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Do you want to know how I know it was trash?
How, sir?
I took that out of the box and plugged it in to charge it for my granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
When I pulled it out of the charger fell apart. Brand
really?
New. It brand new. It just fell apart. So then
oh,
I knew.
Wow.
I would got some trash.
I'm definitely sorry for the inconvenience of that.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service.
Have a good day.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.